Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us, man. We got Kevin Hart in the neighborhood. Woo! Big interview with Kevin Hart. Nice. Have you watched? You watched all of True Story?
Yes,
right?
I binged it like the first like couple days.
Hey, man. Yeah. That was one too. I rolled through it, man. I was talking with our boss Doc yesterday, and he was speaking about how much he enjoyed it.
Yes,
that was a very good.
Great to see him like in a different role.
Yeah,
too.
Like the series. And yeah. I talked with Kevin, and he said they're gonna try to figure out how to do season two. I hope they do, man. But we got Kevin Hart in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. And it doesn't stop at Kevin Hart. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Lizzo will be up in here.
She's my girl.
Yeah, dude. She has such great energy.
She does.
You know, and not just because, oh, she's nice and we talk to her, so on and so forth. She has such great energy that I don't like when people come at her.
Seriously, right?
Like, I don't read comments. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, dress how you want to dress.
Right?
Do what you want to do. And it's crazy, man, because now the court of public opinion and everybody having a device, everybody has, you know, and most people that say something want to say something nasty.
Right? Just like, go live your life.
Yeah,
like, if she
man.
Wants to be like that, let her be.
There it is, man. So we got, you hear that? If she want to be like that. No, we got Lizzo in the neighborhood. Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap on the tens time. This one right here is where Luther calls a man to confirm the contract he signed to put up 7 artists at his house, man. And from the way that this man is cursing me out, man, and I say that this dude get like the cursing award. Mm-hmm. He cursed so well, and he must hate Luther Lufe, and he hates DJ Quick.
Oh, man.
Let's go and get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hello, man. Speak to please.
Hey, who is this?
Oh, this is Luther from Extravagant Promotions.
Yeah,
I was just calling to let you know that the group would be there in probably like 30 minutes.
Wait a minute.
Everything
the
should
group
be
for what?
The group for the birthday bash.
I'm not involved in no birthday bash.
So what I have here as far as the contract and everything, it says that you're going to put them up and...
That's a lie.
Okay, what...
That's a lie.
Okay, what's a lie, sir? I don't understand why you don't...
It's a lie that I was involved in any kind of way with signing any contracts or know anything about this.
Because it's
must
going on
be
tonight.
Joking.
No, oh my God, sir. I don't understand why you're so upset here, sir.
I'm upset because I don't know who the hell you are, and I don't know who the hell these people are.
Somebody done
gave you some wrong information. I don't play jokes.
And neither do I, sir. I do phone taps, sir. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, your phone taps are wrong.
Okay, what's going on, sir, is that, you know, DJ Quick will be there. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
I don't f*** with no DJ Quick or none of the rest of that bullshit. I'm not involved. I don't know how you got my damn number, but hey, you get out of here.
All right.
I'm not who do f*** around with you. And you got something to say to me, man. If you got my number, you can say it in person.
All right, that's
you
what I'm...
my face with the bullshit. Now I'll handle it.
Is it North LaSalle?
Motherfucker, you get out of the way of me with this.
Because I'm coming over with the group. You said that
man,
you're going to have.
You ain't bringing no group in my motherfucking home.
I'm just telling you that they need a place to lay their head.
I don't give a fuck what you need. If you get. I tell you what you better do.
What's that?
You better find something else to play with.
I'm telling you, you better have a nice pillow for DJ Quick when he
I'm
gets there.
I'm telling you better get the fuck off this phone and get out of the way.
Sir.
Of me. I don't know you.
My name is Luther Lufe, sir.
I don't give a fuck. To be bothered by you. What else do I need to tell you?
I'm asking you about the birthday.
Hey, mother f*** you, you ignorant mother f***. You get off the phone.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood. Back in the days, it was like, okay, well, we got, you know, Rolling Stone. We got The Source. We want 5 mics. This person is a critic for Billboard. And you had these specifics. Now everybody's a critic. This device makes everybody a critic. Like, your album is already whack, and we ain't even heard it. You know what I'm saying? Your album is two days old. Where's the new one at now? I was over 500 pounds, right? I couldn't imagine being over 500 pounds and if they would have had social media back then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the way that they pick people apart right now. And people are just truly hurtful.
You know, I mean, we're definitely in the instant gratification generation where it's like we want it right now. I want the opinion right now. And I'm appreciative of it because I feel like without having social media or the social network, I wouldn't have the word of mouth of me as an artist wouldn't have spread so quickly. You know, my story is different than a lot of people. I was an indie artist for a long time before I got signed to a major label. And then I had a song blow up 2 years later, you know, off the strength of syncs and social media. I'm really grateful for it. And to be honest with you, I'm so used to social media that I wasn't aware. I remember Adele called me though one day. I was getting backlash for being fat again. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Mate, are you okay?" And she's like, "I don't know how you do it." She's like, "When I was coming up, it wasn't like this." Like, and I realized, I said, "Damn, she's right." Like, this is a whole different type of pressure to just exist. Yeah. Like, I step outside the house and it's just like, everyone's a paparazzi too.
Yeah, I remember when music used to be music. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. People used to talk about your music, talk about your albums. Now they don't even talk about your music. They talk about what you're wearing. They talk about what you look like. They talk about what you ate. You know, they talk about who you're dating, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So how do you control how much you let get out there?
I don't have anything to hide.
Right.
I don't need social media. Social media need me.
Say
you know what I'm saying? Because I'll be out there just using what I got. And, you know, a lot of the comments about me are, "Oh, she's fat. How dare she twerk and be fat?" But it's like, I don't give a f- that you think I'm fat. I like my fat and I'm pretty. So what the hell? What you got to say? And I'm talented. What you got to say?
Yeah.
They don't have nothing to say. There's nothing they can say that I don't already know about myself that I'm not proud of. Right. So that makes it easier for me, honestly.
Lizzo, so much for us to cover. Y'all stick around y'all radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood.
Natalia, please.
Lizzo, come on. We got to talk about it. Everyone always wants to know who you're dating, who you're crushing on. But of course, you're always talking about Captain America, Chris Evans. What is it about Chris Evans that made you slide into his DMs that one night? Besides the liquor. Besides the liquor.
Drunkenly.
I'll tell you one thing. Okay, I'm going to just keep it real. I haven't really told nobody this. I saw a video of him hollering at this black girl. It was like a paparazzi video and it was old. And he was outside of this hotel or whatever. And he was hollering at this black girl. He didn't know nobody was looking at him. And so he was full like, you know, he was Christopher Jamal.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, mom, what's
and
up?
I don't know what happened with that. I don't know what happened, but I know it was years ago. So I was like, you know what? She's probably not in the picture. There's just something about that face. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you come to a black woman, you got to come correct. And when you do come correct, there's nothing more attractive. You know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, he got game a little bit. I'm single. And I sensed it off. Like I don't do that. And you know, I remember the whole Saweetie thing where it's like, I'm an icy boy. Like the DMs was working. So I said, let me try my luck and see what happens. And I shooted my shottish.
I heard that. Did he immediately see it?
No, because I unsent it. Right. I was so scared. So this is what happened. I'm messy. I sent it. I screenshotted it or whatever the next day. And I made a TikTok and then I unsent it. I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But the TikTok went viral. Oh. And I think somebody showed him the TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And then he wrote me, he said, "Hey, there's no shame in your game. Like I've done worse things on the internet." And I'm like, "Oh my God, Chris Evans."
Tell me about those worst things.
Now.
Man, y'all do stick around your radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood. Is there a pressure to be in Lizzo? Because there's times when you could just want to do something, show up to a basketball game, and then people throw role model at you. People throw these kind of things at you. Mm-hmm. Is there a pressure to where you just want to step out sometimes?
First of all, I feel like that's the only way you can be a role model is if someone assigns you the title. I don't think I could go and say, "Hey guys, I'm a role model, so do what I do."
Right.
I think that doesn't even make sense to the true nature of what a role model is. You got to have people to model for to be a role model. They have to look up to you. So the fact that they've put that on me is an honor. Right. It's not a burden, because it's like, I have to be doing something right for people to feel that way about me. But the beauty of kind of the person, the identity that I've put out there, is that I do have good days and bad days. And I think that's why people relate to me. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like an hour before this interview, I was upset and I was sad and I was feeling away. And I was like, I'm about to talk to Big Boy. Let me go meditate, you know, and take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's being honest in ways like that, that actually really make people, I think, feel me. If I was fake and happy all the time, I don't think people would want to strive to be that. Right. Nobody believes that.
Does it ever become too much?
No, because I think that I have a bubble. Wow. You know, there's the NBA bubble, there's the LIZ bubble.
Hello.
I be in it, and I'm so unaware sometimes of the world and social media. I won't see it until it's on like a blog or something, that people are saying something about me, or that people are putting a pressure on me, or, you know, I have a happy place.
Does any of that, when it comes to social media and the clutter, how do you keep the clutter out, and does it affect you? You know, it could be 1,000 praises and one hand. And do you look at that one hand a little heavier?
Yeah. And I made the mistake of doing that early on.
Right.
And when I learned that was happening, I was like, yo, I can't read comments no more. Yeah. I just stopped reading comments, like, completely. Like, I had a friend the other day, she just had her first viral, like, TikTok, and she had like some comments that were kind of mean. And it was maybe like 100 comments, and maybe like 2 of them were mean. And I was like, I don't even care if you have 10 comments, don't read them. Cause you know what I realized? Comments are not for me. Right. The comments are not for you. That's, I don't know what it is for now. People getting, sorry for cussing, getting they stuff off, or, you know what I'm saying? Or sometimes it's there so people can be intentionally hurtful. I don't want that. That's not for me. So I don't even reach for it anymore. I don't seek it.
Lizzo, so much for us to cover. Y'all stick around y'all radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boy's neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's neighborhood.
Big Boy's neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood. Now, what do your peers say about Lizzo now? Your music peers, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you say like a Beyonce of the world or anything like that.
My music peers, and mind you, I don't have that many like friends that I talk to that are artists, because I'm very afraid of famous people. And they make me shy, like, but they encourage me. They say things to me I don't realize. Like, I talk to SZA so much. Like, I've known her for years. We did a college tour years ago, like when she had orange hair. Right. So we saw each other kind of grow up together. And so she encourages me so much. And she reminds me of like what I mean to people. I'm like, Solana, I'm a nerd. She's like, no, you're not. You're so cool. And you're so smart. And you're doing things that you don't even realize for the world. Like, you're changing the world. Yeah. And I don't think when you're changing the world, you're aware of it, because it's you. You have changed the world, Big Boy, but you're you. You know, you don't realize your impact. So it's nice to have people around you that remind you of your impact, and that you're in the right direction.
Do you ever trip off of that sometimes, though? Because I've been in radio, Lizzo, for 27 years, right? And I still will sit here and I'll say, damn, somebody's out there listening to me right now, which I think is crazy. Or somebody, like even with you, I'm on your schedule. That trips me out that I'm on your schedule. You know what I'm saying? Like, you say, oh, I got to do Big Boy tomorrow. Like, I still haven't gotten used to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. And I pray to God that I never do, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And do you ever sit back and, you know, as you look at a Grammy, and not accolades, but, or somebody will see you, do you ever look back and say, wow, that's me. Like, I'm Lizzo. And not in a braggadocious way.
Right. And in the most humble way, actually. Right. That's a beautiful thing. Like, I feel like that's what makes doing what we do worth it, when we have moments like that and when we feel things like that. Like, I don't ever want to get on stage and have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people sing my song and me be like, yeah, y'all better sing it.
Yeah.
Y'all know it. How you don't know my song? Like, huh?
Right.
I'm always floored. I'm always taken aback. You know, they'd be Taylor Swift be like, oh, I can't believe I won again. People always was coming at her for making that whatever she won, but it's like, I get it.
And now that you won, is it different now that you won? You're like,
Yes, I've achieved something that very few people on the planet have achieved. And I don't have any ego or expectations to do that again. I never even thought it was happening in the first place. So I always have this gratitude every single day. Like when I woke up the morning of the Grammys and the year that I won, and I listened to Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, The Storm Is Over. And I just sat in my living room and I just cried and I just thanked God, you know, because I'm like, I'm waking up and it's the day of the Grammys and I'm going.
Right.
Like, I'm nominated. I'm performing. Like, I'm just so floored and humbled by my life every single day that I really can't complain.
Man, y'all do stick around y'all radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Natalia's up in here. People getting fired.
Yeah, Big. This CEO the other day had at least 900 people on this one Zoom call, Big, and this is how it went.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group.
You, dude.
Is being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
Crazy cutthroat.
You know that dude's mic wasn't open either when he said, F you, dude.
Yeah.
You, dude.
I can't imagine, like, you're going through your day. Oh, got to jump on a real quick Zoom call. And then, boom, that's the way that you get fired.
This is
Zoom.
Right before the holidays, man.
That's the worst.
And we got a Zoom today at 2:30, so make sure you guys are on there.
Wait, what?
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group.
You, dude.
Wait, what?
Big Boy Big Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here. We got some for real, for false in the neighborhood.
All right, Big, you answer this one. For real, or for false, you do ad libs for Migos.
I have to say that's for false.
Oh,
yeah, and the reason why, man, like in here I do.
Yeah, yeah.
But on an actual recording, nah, that's for false.
I believed that one. No, for false. One of my favorite things we do when people come to the neighborhood, just because we get the actual truth right straight from our guest who is in the neighborhood. And when Migos were in, we had to ask them for real, for false, a question about money.
For real, for false. You guys didn't always believe in banks. That's why y'all carry that much cash.
For real.
Damn.
We ain't trust them.
Really?
Yeah.
They were like, nah, that's only insured to like $100,000, man. We carrying that in our jeans.
Yeah, I feel like if I needed it, we ever needed to get to it in the bank, you know what I mean? Get anything, emergency, like, you know what I mean? We felt like, well, you know what I mean? Nah, we ain't gonna be able to get to it. So, nah.
We always, stash. We always want to see our cash at one point. Hold on, let me see my money. I don't need you telling me what I got, what I can't get out of the bank.
Exactly. Right.
You know, you get new accounts, you go in there and try to take a 50 out, and they go to telling you, we don't got that yet. I used to didn't understand that. You know what? Just give me all my arms and put it in the safe.
I heard that.
That's how I used to be.
Hey, man. He said used to. What was the most? You know how we'd see y'all carry, and we'd see the phone and everything, and you'll open. I remember also, I think it was one time you opened up a bag, and it looked everlasting.
It was $1 million in that. That was the most I ever had on me.
Do you realize that's $1 million?
On me.
So much money.
Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you like straight up. That f***ed me up right now.
$1 million cash.
Still.
You got to touch that thing.
I had still
to
touch cash. Hey, man, in hundreds?
In hundons.
Damn.
Stacked, yeah. Fresh print out the bank, too. Got to order that, too, about 5 days.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about how you got to order the money. Hell yeah. That's what I was trying to tell him that earlier. I was like, man, you just can't go get that.
You
got to order it. Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. For real, for false. You got to order your money.
Yeah. That's so much cash, bro. But the fact that he was like, yeah, I had $1 million on me. I was like, oh, my God, that messed me up.
Damn.
I'm still thinking about it. I'm picturing this bag just full of money. Like, what do you do? Because
I saw one time it was like a Louis bag, but one of them bigger ones, man. Mm-hmm. And I remember, dude, it was just so much cash in there.
So much.
Yeah, man. But we should have locked the doors and robbed
them. We should have, man.
Yeah, man.
That's for real.
Well, next time. There it is. For real, for false, right there. Migos in the neighborhood. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap on the 10th time right here, man. This is meal prep problems. Mr. Luther's doctor told him to lose weight, but he has a different idea on what foods he wants to eat from this chef that he called about this meal program. Let's go to get it to your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy.
Meal prep. This is how can I help you?
How you doing, ma'am? I was calling about the meal prep programs that you guys have because I've been instructed to lose, you know, quite a bit of weight.
Right.
What would you suggest on something like that?
We have a jerk chicken, mm-hmm. but...
Do you have the barbecue chicken?
That's not going to be good for you, and we want to keep you healthy.
And what about the deep-fried broccoli? Do y'all do that, like the deep-fried broccoli?
Sir, I need you to know we don't fry, and we will not be frying broccoli because that kills all the nutrients in it.
All right, well, let's skip straight to desserts. What do you guys have dessert-wise?
We have a really nice, healthy fruit
Pass.
Salad.
No, nope, nope.
We have a sugar-free,
no, no, ma'am.
Vegan cookie.
Who's eating this? Like, no. I'm...
Do you want to get healthy? Do you want to lose weight? Because it's...
Okay, I thought you were the meal prep person. I didn't know that you was Dr. Dre.
What Dr. Dre got to do with you losing
weight?
Well,
you act like you're a doctor, Phil. I mean, I'm asking you about helping me with a meal prep program, and we're going tit for tat over here.
You want to stick to these old fried fat foods, and if you got diabetes, you sure as hell don't need to be eating Oreos.
Right,
That's
yeah.
why you're calling me.
Okay, well, hold on for a second, man.
Can I take your order right here?
Yes, hi. Could I get a number three?
Number three, okay.
And on the number three,
God.
Can you make
Sir,
that double cheese?
Extra queso, okay.
Excuse
and
me,
with
are
peppers?
You at a drive-thru?
The peppers. Okay.
Hold on for a second, ma'am, please. This, you know
are
how,
you at a fast food
this is my last cheat. This is my last cheat meal. And chili cheese fries, please.
Chili cheese papas, okay.
French fries,
yes.
really.
I'll get you an order as well. Make that two.
Those papas.
My nutrition is one of fries, too.
I can't.
Please pull to the forward right here.
Hi.
Thank you.
Call.
You know what? I got to pull around to the front. Let me call you back, hon. Let me call you back. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G's up in here, and it's about that time for...
Another Idiot Award.
What we got, Lou?
We're taking this Idiot Award International to a man in
I
South...
I love when it's international, bro.
This one goes out to this guy in South Korea.
Okay.
This idiot, man. Okay, so he was online. He decided he needed a new fridge. So he went online. He bought a used fridge. He ended up getting the fridge. So obviously it's used. So he decided to give it a little clean. So while he was cleaning the fridge, at the very bottom of it, he noticed that something was stuck. So he flipped the fridge over.
Damn, he had a little fridge then.
Yeah, it was like a little kimchi fridge.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like a mini fridge. So he turned it
kimchi
over.
Kimchi fridge, I never heard about it.
Yeah.
I just gonna play like I know.
That's what it says. Okay. So he turned it over big, and what was taped under this fridge? $130,000.
Hey man, why is he an idiot?
Oh no, what happened?
Because this idiot decided to go report it to the police.
Oh man.
Why? Would you go file a police report about I just found $130,000 that just landed on my lap?
I'm gonna give him the award,
please.
Then I'm gonna come back and I got something to say. But right now.
Get down! You're stupid!
Yeah, come pick this $130,000 up.
You're an idiot!
Hey, man, he's an honest guy.
He's too damn honest. And now he's probably going to get...
Would you have kept it?
I would have kept it, bro. At least just hung on to it until something happens. If somebody comes knocking at the door, okay, yes, I got your money. But if nothing happens,
I would have just left it under the fridge and just kept peeling off of it.
Oh, my God.
So if they ever came, I'd be like, yeah, wait under
what?
The fridge?
What are you talking about?
That's the idea right
there. Man.
Oh, 100%. Or sold it to somebody without the money and be like, hey, I don't know.
Oh, man.
What happened to them?
But you know what? That's very honest,
right?
Man. That's
it's
very
too honest, though.
Yeah.
I guess there's a law if it does get traced.
Too honest.
Yeah, way too honest. I guess there's a law if it gets traced back to like criminal activity where that money was involved,
right?
The government keeps it.
Right.
If nobody
right.
claims it within a certain amount of days, he actually ends up keeping it. So
yeah, and that's pretty much how they do it out here too.
Is that how it works? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like it'd have to sit for a little bit, but somebody always claim it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's my money. What was it? It was like some tens and twenties and some dead presidents on
this
there.
Much.
All righty now. When were you too honest? Hit us up. When were you too honest? Yeah, man. I remember Veto did one of those, which outfits? She tried the two outfits.
Uh-huh.
Which one is better? And I was like, man, I kind of like this one. And, oh, man, I picked the wrong outfit. Man, like, well, don't be setting me up. When were you too honest? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, now, when were you too honest? Anonymous on two. Man. Let's go ahead and make it happen. Bring Anonymous into the neighborhood. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Anonymous, when were you too honest?
So there's this one time not too long ago where my ex-girlfriend hit me up. Keep in mind, I'm in a new relationship, and I already had got in trouble because of this ex. So me trying to be a good person, I basically snitched on myself and told my current girlfriend that she hit me up. And, man, it got me in so much trouble thinking I was doing the right thing. Man, it was a headache.
Hey, man. Anonymous, I hear it. He's still scared. He won't even say his name. Yeah. That's when you know. He did nothing wrong, and he like, man, Anonymous.
He's looking back right now.
Yeah. Hey, man, but yeah. Yeah, you come in, you say something, you tell on yourself, or like, that's, man, you know what? Let me be honest enough and have this relationship where I tell her, like, hey, yeah, she tried to hit me up again. And what did your current girlfriend say?
So I was at work when this happened. And, man, she started going off on me because, look, I blocked your number. I blocked it on my social media. But, man, I don't know. I guess I have to block people on email, too, because she hit me up through email. So wow. She was like, well, I thought you blocked her, this and that. And, man, it was just a big mess.
Hey, man, so, yeah, what are you supposed to do? Exactly. Are you supposed to lie to them down the road if something happens? And she say, well, it was 3 months ago. Then you was like, well, I didn't want to tell you. Or, you know, like, what if you didn't tell her?
That's very true, Doug.
How long have you been with the girl that you're with now, you and the current girl?
About a year.
You ever think about just breaking up with her?
Hell no, she a keeper.
I love it. There it is. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, she was sitting there looking at her like, you better answer this. You better answer this the right way. When were you too honest? Hit us up, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Let's go ahead and bring Royce into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Royce. Rolls Royce, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Royce. When were you too honest?
Well, this one time I was working, I used to work retail, right? And it was a high-end store. These two guys came in with a garment bag, and I looked at the two guys. I was like, okay, they didn't really match up. So unzipped the bag, nice jacket, nice leather jacket, nice smoking jacket. And I looked at the items, I looked at the guys, I looked at the items, and then I started thinking, I was like, man, these guys must be broke. And instead of me thinking it, I said, are you broke or something? And they were like, yeah. And I realized what I said. I was like, oh, man, I messed up. I said, I understand I've been in that situation, you know, so on, but you can't return these items at this store. We got a sister store. So I sent them to the right store. They went over there, tried to return it, and they arrested the guys right on the spot for fraudulent purchase. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, at least you're being too honest worked out.
I don't feel that bad.
Hey, man,
now.
So you thought it, but you said it. You know, like, oh, my God, did I say that?
My gut said it was something was wrong, but I know in my heart I shouldn't have said it, but I was just like, thank God after that happened. I was like, man, I could have got in big trouble for that.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. And you know what? They weren't even if I would have came in with some stolen merchandise, yeah. I still would have been like, hey, you can't do that to me. You can't do this. Man, I just did a move over at McDonald's. I was with the family in Lake Tahoe, right?
Yeah.
And they were so rude, forgot stuff, so on and so forth, man. And usually I'm just whatever.
Yeah.
Man, I called corporate from the car.
Oh, really? My God.
I was one of those. I was a Darren.
A Darren.
Yeah, I was a Darren. You know, a dad, Aaron. Yeah, but oh, man. Yeah, and I got some Be Our Guest, some BOGO cards. Be Our Guest. Yeah, you know, or whatever they call them. Be Our Guest. Whatever they call them. But yeah.
You
know
that.
Yeah, I don't know where they are, but I'll find them. Yeah. There it is right there, man. When were you too honest? Hit us up, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. When were you too honest? Let's go ahead and bring Kevin into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Kevin. Kevin, hello.
Hello.
Uh-oh, this is loud-ass Kev. Yeah. What up, loud-ass Kev?
What up, Big Boy?
What's going on, man? Kev, when were you too honest?
All right, so back in high school, me and my buddies decided to go to the park. We walked into the field and started smoking a joint there. So a couple minutes later, we were all finished. The cops drove up. They drove their car through the field. So we pretty much had nothing to do. They separated each one of us and started interrogating, like, what are you guys doing here? My other two buddies were just, like, denying it, you know? And I was just like, you know, at this point, we smell like it. Our eyes were bloodshot, so I just told the cops the truth. Like, yeah, we were smoking a joint. So the cops let me go for my honesty, but they ended up calling my friend's parents, and they got in trouble, but let me walk home.
Oh, man. Hey, dude, I would have been like, hey, mom, call Kevin's mom, too.
Yeah.
Call Kevin's mom. So they let you go for being honest. You were too honest, but it worked out.
Yeah.
And the other ones, man, with you being too honest, they the ones who got in trouble.
Yeah, and I was known for being the snitch for a couple years after that.
Oh, that's man. Worst. So loud-ass Kev used to be snitch-ass Kev?
Wow. Yeah, back in high school, yeah.
I heard that. The poor thing. Thank you, my brother. Man. That's loud-ass Kev right there, man. He's one of our next-door neighbors.
Yes, he is.
Believe that. Let's bring Cynthia into the neighborhood. Cynthia, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Cynthia. When were you too honest?
Oh, God. Okay, so my brother and his younger wife were living with me, and they had two younger children under the age of 4. And I know she was sneaking around on my brother, but I couldn't prove it. So yeah. One day I wake up, and it's like 2-3 in the morning, and I ask my brother, where the hell's your wife? He's like, oh, she's outside hanging out with a coworker.
At 2 in the morning.
I didn't know that she had his phone on, and she was listening to everything.
Oh.
And I was like, who's this coworker? And some nerd that she works with or whatever. I said, no woman has a guy friend.
Wow.
So short story long, she's with this guy, has a new family, and my brother's filing divorce.
Wow.
I was honest.
She said a short story long.
Yeah.
I love that she said the opposite, because usually they say, you know.
Long story short.
Yeah, and it'd be long, you know. So they filed for divorce now?
Wow.
He is, but she keeps on saying, no, I'm coming back to my family. But
hey, man, I love how she's talking to a coworker, some nerd. Like, stop.
She'll never go for him.
Yeah, some nerd. All righty. And she was listening through your brother's phone?
Yeah.
She was. They were both listening to my conversation, and she had the nerve to, like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, she was bad-mouthing me. I'm like, dude, don't forget, you live in my house.
Yeah, hell yeah. There it is. And keep it honest with me. Keep it honest. Are you in the restroom right now?
No, I'm actually in my patio.
Oh, yeah.
Look who's not honest now.
You know what I'm saying? I bet if I turn it back up, I can hear toilet flush. There it is right there, man. When were you too honest? Hit us up, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Hello.
Hello there. Angel, who's the boss's pet at work?
I was.
How so?
I actually ended up dating my boss, and I got special treatment, man, where she paid $3,000 worth of my tickets, got me a nice car, TV, bedroom set, and some Disneyland tickets, man.
Damn. How did that end?
It ended because I wanted to work things out with my kid's mom.
Oh, man. Did she fire you?
She tried to fire my brother and my mom, but tried to keep me there to torture me.
Celeste, who's the boss's pet at work?
My other boss, who is a VP. My boss is the EVP, and he is a VP. So it's an executive that's a teacher's pet. He just tries to do my job. He takes all the credit.
Oh.
I can't do it. He beats me to it.
Gotcha. Do you feel like you're doing more work?
Absolutely.
And you don't want to take your earrings out and fight somebody in the parking lot. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, your big interview, Roddy Rich, is in the neighborhood. So now, I didn't get a chance to, at the moment, while we're sitting down, I haven't had a moment to listen to Live Life Fast.
Mm-hmm.
What's behind the title?
I feel like I wanted to share some of the worst advice I ever got.
What do you mean by the worst advice you ever got? Before you answer that, it wasn't from me, was it?
Nah.
Was it from Bird? Because Bird used to call up here and shout your name out all the time.
Nah. Right. Very, very, very good. You know what I'm saying? He going to keep the good energy.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like with what I was told, it was by OG, and he didn't necessarily tell me to live life fast, but when he heard the music, he like, man, you need to make a song about, you know, fast money, fast car. Like, just saying some shit like that. Like, you need to make a song like that. And what ended up happening to him was, unfortunately, he ended up getting wrapped in the feds for a long time. So I just used to see his lifestyle.
Damn.
And it kind of just in the hindsight of where my life went and where his life went, it was like, I always took my time. I always understood to, like, be patient and, mm-hmm. you know, wait your turn and all the morals and things. I always kept them.
Yeah.
So when I thought about just, like, something like that, I don't know. I just feel like I wanted my listener to hear some advice that I heard that kind of shaped my way of thinking. Whereas I didn't listen to that, I went the other way. Yeah. So kind of like, if you're listening to me, I wanted them to slow it down.
You know? Man, I love you explained that, though, because I wasn't thinking that that was behind the title. When you just look at the title, I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, you know, go get it. Live life every day. Go. But you was like, hey, man, like I saw an example of live life fast.
Yeah.
And I know where live life fast by certain mm-hmm. definitions. I know where that can go.
Right.
Y'all stick around. Y'all mm-hmm. radios. We got Roddy Rich in the neighborhood. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty. Your big interview. Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. Hey, man, now that we fast forward and there's a different world when it comes to how festivals are being thrown with. Recently, we saw what happened, you know, at Astroworld, and you're a festival guy as well. And I know, just knowing Travis Scott, mm-hmm. I know that he couldn't wait to get back on stage. We had many conversations about that. Yeah. I know how much this man loves his audience. Mm-hmm. I know how he would give the shoes off of his feet. I've seen that, you know, and wherever is going on with Astroworld. But you came out as a special guest on Astroworld.
Yes.
And you were saying that you would donate even what you made
yes.
to people that were affected.
Yes.
Why did that touch you as such to make that statement right then and there and stand next to it?
You know, Trav is like one of my guys in the industry, you know, whereas I didn't think I'd be, you know, real friends with people a lot of the times. And like, he's one of the guys that I really rock with. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I let my kids, you know, kick it with his kid, you know, like, that's deep, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, just being around him and like knowing what type of person he is, he's a good guy. But the reason why I made that move like that was really because I really wanted to call out all the artists that got booked by him, because at the end of the day, it's like, we got booked by Trav. Everybody know Trav gave us the money. So at the end of the day, if we see our brother or our friend that's going through something and he just booked all of us, I felt like I wanted to make an effort for everybody to have to give it back to him to where he could take care of his situation, how he needed to take care of it. You know, I know it couldn't fix, you know, the lives and, mm-hmm. you know, the different traumatic incident that happened. But I felt like as artists, we should have stuck by him and just stood firm behind him and did what we were supposed to do as just, you know, friends of him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because we see him going through it. So I feel like if he gave us money to come touch these stages and everything and we seen what happened, we should have, you know, we should have been the first people to back him up, because we know how I feel to be on that stage. And you never, you know, sometimes you really don't know what's going on. And you know what I'm saying? So that's really what I was pushing. I blessings to the families and not taking anything away from
you know,
but that's what I really was trying to do. I was trying to get everybody that was booked by him that received a payment from him to give it back. Because I just feel like it wasn't right to spend none of that money.
Y'all stick around, y'all mm-hmm. radios. We got Roddy Rich in the neighborhood, Big Boy
Big
neighborhood. Boy.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, your big interview, Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. Roddy Rich, did you make it out to the Kanye West, Drake, Free Larry Hoover benefit show?
I did.
Ah, it was cold that night too, bro. I wish you would let me borrow that jacket. It was cold as
I was very windy too. Album, man.
So when you in the mode, do you tune out just a little bit when you know that it's Roddy time? And you know, it's almost like you pumping your shoulders up about to walk out to the ring mm-hmm. because it's your time to shine. Do you not pay attention or not try to be out or accessible as much when you know that you gotta focus on what you're doing?
You know, I used to be real. I mean, I still am. I move pretty cool, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, just with everything going on. But you know, you can't be no Kermit, man. You gotta, I mean, hermit. Yeah. What is it?
Hermit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you hermit. Can't be a Kermit either, because that's a frog.
Yeah, you know can't what I'm be saying? No hermit. Yeah. You know, just being inside and ain't doing too much, I feel like I'm too young for that. So yeah. I gotta have my experiences, but just moving smart and just understanding my circumstances and surroundings, you know.
Does it get tough when you do go and have like a moment of fun? You go to a basketball game, and then next morning it's all these rumors about who you're dating, who you're hanging out with.
You got that one, huh? Go ahead now, boy. You got a good one, man.
For all the females out there, stop sitting by me next to the games.
Yeah. Hey, man, and it's I'm going to tell fault. You straight up, man, you need to be taking us.
Yeah. I was sitting down first.
Right.
That was my seat
first. Then here comes Saweetie sitting next to me.
You know?
Hey, man, but it's crazy. Even with the Saweetie thing, right? It's crazy how much people are worried about what goes on.
I feel like people know what they be doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you notice.
Clickbait.
Yeah, you got to just stop.
And just from somebody that know you and practically raised you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have known if that was a real situation. So when I saw it, I was like, man, he would have told me.
Nah, I had people like, what's going on, y'all? Ooh. It's like, I'm at the game. It's my birthday. I'm faded out of my mind. I ain't think about nobody sitting next to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch the Lakers. They lost by 30 that game.
Yeah, but you know what, bro? You're bad luck, too, in the Staples Center now. That's why they had to change it to the crypto.
Yeah.
Because haven't you noticed, Roddy, every time you went to a Laker game, they lost?
Nah,
and they were blown out.
They went, nah.
You're like a Los Angeles Lakers, like, bad luck piece.
Nah,
but you
that.
Know what? Everybody else
don't
won't tell that. You that because I don't need nothing from you.
Come
like
on.
You, some of the people are like, oh, nah, Roddy, you know that when the Lakers get blown out by 30.
Come on, yeah. Come on.
Sounds good to me. Sounds like a yes, right? Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, Roddy Rich up in here, man. Your big interview, Natalia.
Roddy, when you were showing everyone the cover art to the album, you also posted a side-by-side of your album and then also Nipsey's album and paid tribute to Nipsey as well. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to you to continue to show that love that you always have?
I mean, it's in us. You know what I'm saying? Just being from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Being from out here. You know what I'm saying? It's in us. Just even if I never knew who he was, I felt like he would have an influence on my life. But further past that, the story even behind that was that I didn't know I did that.
Really?
Yeah. So I took a picture just for the album. Like, I like this picture. I pull up on Dallas Martin, who was Nipsey's A&R, my A&R, and Meek A&R. You know, we got all the same A&R. So I pull up on him, I show him the cover. He like, man, I like what you did for Big Bro. And I'm like, what you talking about? Man, you don't see it? And I'm like, what? He like, man, it looked just like the Victory Lap album. So then I pull it up, and I'm like, damn. So all that night, I ain't really even sleep, because I was like, what the f***? Like, yeah. I was tripped out.
Mm-hmm.
But the ongoing thing that me and Keith always say, you know how you always had in moments where you just feel it, like you feel him or you feel a person like that? We was in Hawaii one time, and we cheersing at a waterfall. And as we cheered, the sunlight came over the mountain, and we was like just talking about bro, and Keith was like, I feel you, bro.
I don't understand exactly.
This situation right here was one of them moments where it was like I felt like this jumped in my body and like, you gonna take this picture, you gonna like that, like it was just something crazy, like, you know what I'm saying, like that type of vibe, and I was just like, you know,
especially going into it without it having in your head. Mm-hmm. Did you have other album like poses and positions too that could have made it?
I did a whole shoot that day, so 4 different looks, but
and that
was crazy, man.
Divinity. Yeah. Y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got Roddy Rich in the neighborhood, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy. Roddy Rich up in here, big interview, Natalia.
Roddy, how do you handle leaks? Because obviously, we talked to you before and you said that you have so many songs in your head, and obviously we know that you record a lot of music and some of that gets out. Does it upset you when music that you don't personally put out gets out?
Of course, that's my money. That's like me giving away free money.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the luxury of having an engineer who used to be in the Air Force and is a hacker. So keep it locked up.
You know, really? have we had a leak?
There was the leak that happened with the work that you and Drake did together.
I feel like leaks come from other people.
But not your camp.
Every time I do features with people, that's what it leaks. Nothing ever has leaked if it was just me on a song.
What do you hope your fans learn about you with this new album?
You know, I just want them to keep growing with me. And at the end of the day, you know, I feel like we started together. Let's finish together. Mm-hmm. Just keep, you know, grow with me. Expand your mind with me. Listen to maybe the difference in how I'm talking and what I'm doing. And maybe it could inspire you to keep going. I feel like everything that I want my fans to know is in the music. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a big talker on the internet or in public. Mm-hmm. You know, I really just allow them to take in the art.
You know, there was an interview a long, long time ago that I heard with about Leonardo DiCaprio. And he's like, obviously, one of the goats when it comes to acting.
Bring up Leonardo DiCaprio.
But they said that he doesn't like to share a lot of his personal life. He doesn't like to do a lot of interviews because he wants people to appreciate the art that he does. And I feel like there's that comparison.
Natalia,
as
don't
well.
Bring that up during an interview.
I was the just art trying to say, like, you know I like that about him.
Just make this your last interview then.
I tried, but I heard Big Boy was gangster. And the label was like, we got to get him down here.
There it is. Wow. There it is, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what, man? I'm not going to stop playing records. And you know what I mean?
Nah, come on. I got to come see y'all.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate mm-hmm. it. Because, man, with the pandemic year and quarantine and doing Zooms, like, it was cool.
Yeah, man.
But to get back in, it's a totally mm-hmm. different vibe for us, bro. This is the way I've done radio my entire career.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking at you, you know, in a computer screen was cool. But it wasn't like I can ask you for a ring or a watch and you can just hand it to me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I can't ask you to perform at my birthday party next year with the sincerity going through a monitor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you look at him, you're like, man, this dude is serious.
He's
you know
in front
what I'm
of
saying?
Me.
Yeah, and he's right here.
Yeah.
Y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got Roddy Rich in the neighborhood, Big Boy's
Big
neighborhood.
Boy. Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Lou Dog?
One of my favorite personalities is Charles Barkley, Doug. He's always joking around, but you know, he's also a father, man. He has a daughter named Christiana Barkley, and she's 32 years old. And he was on a podcast talking about how, like, her name came about. Listen to how he explains it and how he came up with Christiana and naming his daughter.
Well, she's named after a mall in Fairness. There's a Christiana Mall in Delaware. That's how she got her name, Christiana.
You named your daughter after a mall?
Oh yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just like them all.
Even Ernie Johnson was like, bro, you're a mess.
Yeah, man.
Don't you even name your daughter
said,
that,
I
but
like
yeah.
them all.
I just like them all.
You know what I'm saying? Not the name.
I like them all.
I just like them all.
I like going there. They have Foot Locker. They have... I just like going to the mall.
I just like the mall.
It was either that or Jack in the Box.
I just like the mall. I just like the mall.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
I don't know. I just like the mall. I just like the mall.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now Natalia's up in here. She asked us a few questions about sleeping positions.
I did.
Yeah, it was weird.
Maybe I just played myself.
You probably did.
Yeah, man.
Well, Big, there was this survey done by this sleep expert, and you know I love
survey
looking at
by sleep expert. Oh, go ahead.
Expert says, and it's all about like the way that you are positioned with your partner when you go to sleep, and what that says not only about your relationship but what it says about your sex life.
Oh.
So when I saw this, I was like, let me see if this is true. So I had to look up like the position that my husband and I sleep in, and then what it kind of said it about us. And I didn't get too worried
was
about
it
what
accurate?
It said. It was a little accurate because Matt and I, we go to bed at different times, and I'm like, I sleep one way, he sleeps the other. So we don't do
like
a... Who
goes to sleep first?
I go to sleep first.
Play this for Matt. Just found out that's the Pornhub intro. Play that for him and see if he turn around. Or go to try to shut his phone off.
Yep. He's hitting his computer like, where is that coming
from?
Yeah,
when you go to sleep, that's when he do his thing. Hello.
Well, actually, I found, and after hearing your answers, Big, I found that you and I are very similar. You and your wife, Veronica, are similar to the way Matt and myself are, but the way that we sleep. Because,
I thought we had to move in together.
No.
call Veronica.
Because we're kind of all over the place where it depends. Like, it doesn't matter. We don't have, like, we're not spooning. We're
right.
Louie
yeah,
and his,
definitely don't
his
spoon.
Queen, they spoon, okay? Mm-hmm. So, Big. We're called the Liberty Lovers.
Okay.
Liberty Lovers is where a couple is not necessarily touching and they sleep in different positions, but it actually shows security and a connection though you're not touching.
There it is. It
says each person enjoys their independence, but love reunites them to share at the end of the day with each other. And it's a common position for established couples.
Go ahead now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Man, this is better than that dream lady that came. And I told her my dream and she told me I'm not having a good sex life on my end. Yeah, this is years ago. Yeah. This is years ago. Yeah.
So there's other positions, and I'll get to Louise in a second, what it means if you spoon with your partner, but they're the back kissers, the nuzzle or the snuggle, the sleep on their stomach. That one, it says that there is a lack of sexual trust there if both people sleep on their stomachs. But Louie, for you and Myra, the spoon spooners. This is the traditional position and probably the most well-known for sleeping positions.
Really?
It is the preferred sleeping positions for couples who are comfortable with intimacy.
That's nice. Crazy. Yeah.
There's trust, and it says that you should... Oh, yeah, it says here, you should propose very soon or else she's going to walk out of your life. That's right. What it says.
Hey, man, you don't get, like, hot or...
Not really. I think we get to the point where we spoon for a little bit, and then she says, can you stop breathing?
Yeah. See? Yeah.
And then I got to turn around, bro.
And then you got to think, man, like, as far, like, I have a king-size bed.
Yeah.
So we got more room.
Yeah.
He has a crib. You know what I'm saying? So it's
real
different.
Close together.
You know what I'm saying? From the bassinet. He had the bassinet years ago. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Man, it happened. Yes. What I hope didn't happen, happened, man.
All right, so there was this video that went viral, and I know a lot of people have seen this, but if you haven't, it was of an Amazon driver parked outside some kind of building, maybe it was apartment complex or something. Someone is filming from higher up, maybe from a different level, and you see the Amazon driver inside open the back of the truck and lets out a girl. She's wearing a short black dress.
Yep.
She kind of shimmies out a little
fixing
bit.
Fixing herself.
Fixes herself. I feel like she might not even have shoes on.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure.
I didn't see shoes.
Why
I didn't
wear
see
shoes? Mm-hmm.
And he lets her out, and you see the Amazon driver in there with her. You can only assume that they were getting it on.
Yeah,
like
he delivered a whole different kind of package. On time.
On time.
Prime.
Now, of course, that quick video, like I said, that went viral. I saw it everywhere.
Yeah,
and
man.
So many people were wondering, well, what happened? What happened in the truck? Mm-hmm. What's going on with the driver?
We can't find who killed Tupac and Biggie.
Mm-mm.
But, man, we did our research on this Amazon
yes,
driver.
Yes, we did. We found out.
Oh, my God.
He's been fired.
Yeah, man. They fired my man for putting in work at work.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
They said that Amazon said that this does not reflect their high standards. We have our delivery service partners and their drivers. They said they're allowing unauthorized passengers to enter. They don't allow unauthorized passengers enter the vehicles. But, you know, he just needed a little loving.
Hey, man, you know what's even worse than that is he got fired. Like, somebody's always watching you.
Yeah.
We done figured that out. And they probably meet up around that place. Cause I remember my trainer, what a Rod, back in the days, we went at his building. He was on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And it was underground parking. And we would see this couple always come like around lunchtime. And she would jump in the van, do-do-do, and then go. Now, nowadays, you know, people record everything.
Yeah.
And somebody recorded that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, and he just got caught up. Somebody's always watching. Yep. But my thing is she in a relationship?
Oh.
And is he in a relationship?
That's true.
You know, it's
true.
Bigger than what the viral went down and he's getting fired. Like, what if he has a wife or kids
and she
has a man and, you know, while we sitting there laughing at it, it's probably hell
that.
At home,
ooh,
boy.
You know they're gossiping to him at work.
Like, oh, yeah.
You hear what happened?
Yeah. Oh, man, I knew that. I knew he was going.
Yeah, at work, somebody gossiping.
Yeah.
The same way we gossip here at work.
For sure.
All right, well, Amazon driver gets fired for smashing someone at work. That had to be a lot of gossip going on. What's the gossip at your work?
Oh, yeah.
What is the gossip at your work? Hit us up, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. What's the gossip at your work? Man, I just heard a earful over here.
What? I know.
I had to walk away, fam.
Yeah, I shouldn't even.
These girls are.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, it's not gossip when it's facts.
That's true.
It is gossip still.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gossip isn't lying. Gossip is just telling somebody else's business, which we're about to do right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes we call it our herds and everything, but let's bring Anonymous into the neighborhood. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Anonymous. What's the gossip at your work?
Oh, man. So this is what's happening. We got this new dispatch lady that started working for us. And I noticed that she started dropping the ball. And when it comes with us with dispatch, we usually get rid of them right away. And I'm like, why is this girl still here? What's going on? I really don't know. And then on Friday, which was last Friday, I'm coming to work. She's coming in late. She's wearing red lipstick. I mean, she's not following any of the protocols. And I'm coming in on Friday, and I see the owner in her car getting a little living.
Oh. So the owner was in her car?
The owner was in her car. I saw his head.
All right. We don't need everything, but we can paint a picture. We're all grown, unless there's a 9-year-old listening right now. Yeah, so you were wondering, like, why? Usually they kind of rolled them out. And she...
Yeah, and I need a good dispatch. That's how I make my money.
Right.
Oh, all righty.
Man, it's hard when they're with the owner,
yeah.
though.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, what good you going to do?
Special treatment.
She's like, I can't tell out. Him, but I will call Big Boy. And I'll say anonymous.
That's some good tea right there.
All righty. Bring Lala into the... Lala's on three?
Yeah.
Lala, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Lala. Lala, what's the gossip at your work? First off, what kind of work do y'all do, Lala?
I am a chef.
Oh, I love your
and
work.
And I work, this is at a previous place that I was employed at. Mm-hmm. I was working at a private university. I won't say which one it is, but in the cafeteria or cafe. And there were two coworkers that were fooling around, and we all knew, but we didn't care. But her boyfriend ended up finding out.
Uh-oh.
So she decided that she was going to claim that he was sexually harassing her at work, and she filed a sexual harassment claim on him, and he kept all of the text messages that she sent, voicemails and everything, so he was able to turn that in to HR, and she was put on leave. She was put on leave, and then she was reprimanded, and then she was transferred from our kitchen to another kitchen. And the guy, he didn't get in trouble right then behind that.
Man,
but later he did get fired because he was smoking on his break and coming back in smelling like Mary Jane.
Go ahead now. He dodged one bullet.
Dodged one, bro.
Good thing he kept everything.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh, wow. And hit him with a sexual harassment.
Right.
Man.
That's shady.
All righty. What's the gossip at your work? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. What's the gossip at your work? Let's bring Emily into the neighborhood. Emily, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Emily. Emily, what is the gossip at your work?
Oh, my God. I worked at an auto insurance company in the claims department. And one day, the cops showed up and arrested a bunch of the adjusters for having, like, an insurance fraud ring going. And our VP got fired, like, the next day.
Damn.
Yeah.
So people, they showed up and people got, they got arrested for fraud?
So like, yeah, so like in the months leading up to it, this VP was new, and all of a sudden we started getting tons of new policies, like tons and tons of new customers.
Uh-oh.
And we do like non-standard insurance. So it was people with like DUIs, just like bad driving records, that kind of thing. Like people who are difficult to insure were like the policies we were opening. And so in the claims department, we started like all of a sudden overnight had like three times the amount of claims coming in. So they hired on a bunch of new adjusters. Mm-hmm. And so it was like all these new adjusters that got hired on that got arrested. So they were adding passengers on, like fake passengers onto the claims. And we're collecting money that way.
Damn. Wow.
That's genius. Yeah. But damn, they got caught.
How much time did you have to do, Emily?
I did.
Oh, okay. So you weren't one of the people that got arrested.
Oh, my God, no. I was just one of the people that was stressed out under a pile of claims I was trying to process.
Hey, Emily, about how many got arrested?
It was like roughly 10 people.
Oh, my God.
Wowzers, they were all in it.
It's a small company. It's not like there were a ton of us. There were like maybe a few hundred employees like total.
Hey,
like,
man, have you ever known that you were doing right, but then things start happening around you? You're like, man, I wonder if I'm going to get caught up in this.
Yeah.
Like if I see some people coming in and they ready to arrest someone, I'd be like, man, did I get caught up in this?
What did I do?
Like, you're like, hell yeah. And you would think.
Well, yeah, you panic.
Emily, I never knew that fake claims happened in that industry. That's crazy that you exposed this to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's crazy. We had someone that's his only job was to be making sure that this wasn't happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's all he does.
Like, dude, you have one job.
Right?
Wow. You have one job, and now everybody is arrested. So what kind of work do you do now, Emily?
So now I work in healthcare.
I heard that.
Auto insurance call center.
And you know, healthcare, you can't make anything fraudulent out of that either, right?
Fake passengers.
Yeah.
So you had Ice Cube, huh?
Really. All righty, there it is, man. Y'all hit us up. What's the gossip at y'all work? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, Natalia, go ahead now.
Look, all the stars of Hollywood, Hollywood and hip hop wanted to congratulate you. And this person, I have so many fond memories of you two together, because when you two get together, it's so funny and hilarious. But come on, Kevin Hart.
Oh, man. Hello. Kevin Hart here, man, celebrating my brother's big day. Big boy, you're receiving a star on Hollywood. Hello. By the way, well deserved. Okay, let's just start off there, man. Well deserved. Your impact on hip hop, your impact on entertainment in general, for young entertainers like myself, to the biggest of the big, to the smallest of the small, you have forever been a voice of reason and a voice of uplifting empowerment in this space. And because of you, there's so many careers that have been made and elevated. And that's why you get a star, man. You get a star because of what you've done and what you do. And you can never be duplicated. For this moment, man, I salute you, my dog, my brother. I love you. For the moon and Tibet and all the other places where it can go, man. Well deserved.
Hey, this man. I thought for sure Kevin was going to say something
right?
slick. Hey, man, I was really sitting there like, ah, yeah, he gonna say something wild.
But no, Vic, he just wanted to congratulate you and happy birthday. And like I said, when you guys get together, it's so funny. When you phone tapped him, too, that one time, man. So good.
Hey, man, and you know what I love just about hearing that message, too, man, is that sometimes you don't think about the impact that you have on people. Yeah. You know, and then there's sometimes on the real where I feel like, okay, well, maybe I'm not as important to that person. You know what I'm saying? So when you do hear it, and I'm telling you, like, star celebrities don't validate me. It's jumping out at the gas station and people coming up to you. You know, it's being in the mall and people coming up to you, you know. And I think that's the reason why I was able to make it through so many years in radio is because I love the people.
Mm-hmm. You
do. And people approach me and people take pictures, man. And that's what you do radio for.
Big, do you not know the story of the time that you and I went to Vegas and I was walking behind you and you were walking? You kept stopping at people. And this was very early in our friendship. And I was like, man, Big knows so many people. He has like relatives everywhere.
Right.
And then like 5 minutes later, I realized
Asian
I was like,
relatives, Mexican relatives.
I was like, he never met these people, but you treat everyone,
man,
like they're your best friend.
Thank you for that special moment. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
What up, Ludo?
All right, guys. How far would you guys go for some free perks? So this couple ended up booking a hotel room at this expensive hotel in London. They went up to the front. When they were booking everything, they said, hey, we just got engaged.
Yeah, man.
So they faked their engagement at that hotel. What did they end up getting? Like a $3,000 upgrade, including everything, man.
Wow.
Just because they faked that they were engaged.
Not fake engaged. But I do fake rage.
Wait, I tried this last time, like, over the summer when I went somewhere. And I'm like, oh, this is dirty. They're like, sorry, that's just how things are. I'm like, what?
Damn.
Yeah, they're
where
like,
are you at, a motel?
No, they're like,
because
of COVID.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy has left the building.